All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another Geek Culture Congress. I am one of your hosts, as always, Louis Speedy Jr. Gonzalez, accompanied by Mr.
Pika.
Tarek Lewis. Very funny and talented, Mr. Tarek Lewis. Tarek, what's going on?
What's happening, Speedy?
Yeah, we're doing a quickie show today.
Get it right out of the way,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, right out of the way.
Right, right in the morning,
no intro
work.
Music, nothing. We get it right to the nitty gritty.
There's no music on this?
No.
Now I feel uncomfortable.
We're actually talking about what we saw. We got to get a sneak peek, a media preview of Detective Pikachu, Pokemon movie that's will be in theaters this weekend, starting. Actually, I'm pretty sure they could probably watch it today on the 9th, if they're enterprising enough, I believe.
Yeah, right? Yeah. If you have the gumption,
yeah,
of course.
But definitely will be out this weekend. So. We're going to give you our spoiler-free review because I don't think we could even spoil anything because I'm just not well-versed in Pokemon stuff anyway.
Yeah.
How about you, Tarek?
No, not at all, man.
No,
no.
That's not your wheelhouse?
No. I was actually cool when I was younger. So I'm not really sure.
I don't even know. Was Pokemon out when we were kids? I don't even remember.
I was at the tail end of my childhood.
Yeah.
I may have been about 12 when Pokemon dropped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my kids lived that.
But I do know when that app came out.
Oh, yeah. Everybody was trying it out.
And I did see some, you know, I was watching cartoons a little bit. I did see some Pokemon. I never got into it.
You didn't try to catch no Pokemon with the app?
Come on, I did not, man. I did not try to catch
Pokemon. You can admit it right now.
I went on a date with a girl, and she was like, can we go here? Because there's a Squirtle in the, you know.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
She's on a Pokemon
app. Was that a deal breaker?
I was like, she's clearly not into me.
She's
chasing fictional characters. While we're on this date, this is not going to go anywhere.
Man, so we're talking about Detective Pikachu, ladies and gentlemen. It is in theaters this weekend. And go ahead and give, how'd you like the movie?
I actually enjoyed the movie.
Yeah?
I went into it with not a lot of expectations.
We never do.
Yeah, but I'm a Ryan Reynolds fan.
Okay, fair enough.
Overall. And, you know, to be not familiar with all the characters, I was familiar with some of these, you know. There's Squirtles everywhere. There's Squirtles everywhere.
I was trying to like, oh, what kind of Pokemon is that? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. It just has powers probably.
Yeah, you know, Charizard was probably my favorite Pokemon when I was a little teenager. I think if you're definitely a fan of Pokemon, it's great. Seemed to be great fan service.
Oh, yeah.
For Pokemon fans. And it has some good humor in it. It had really good humor. They did a great job of playing up on the absurdity of
of what
these
it is we're
creatures,
watching.
You know, existing.
Yeah.
So I found that enjoyable, you know. But it is essentially a kid's movie. I mean, again, if you were a fan, you might enjoy it a little more, but it's essentially a kid's movie, and I definitely think kids will really like it. And some adults might too if they were into it.
Yeah, I think you hit exactly all the high points I wanted to say too. So, you know, keep it in a wrap. It's definitely for kids. I think if you have a small child that's a Pokemon fan, if you're not bringing them to see this movie, you know, I don't know, you're just probably the devil incarnate.
That's that's probably would be a little disappointing in them.
Yeah. This is like, you know, the Super Bowl for Pokemon fans.
And right? I think too, it's something you have to see in the theater.
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah.
It was visually
very good.
Very good.
Yes, it was.
I mean, I'm sure there's some, listen, we heard all the Sonic the Hedgehog pressure.
Oh, yeah, so I'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Actually, if you want to see that trailer, ladies and gentlemen, it's up on the Geek Culture Congress feed and on the Facebook.
Yeah.
Shout out to Warner Brothers for hooking that up. So
They did everything right.
Yeah.
Visually.
Yeah.
They did everything right visually. I have no problems with the movie. I thought it was really good.
Good.
I thought it was better than Endgame. No, I'm joking.
Well, we saw you burning Endgame on the second round. So.
I did not burn Endgame. I just simply deducted some points.
Deducted some points for some...
Yeah, the refs looked at the play.
Misdirections?
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah. So,
I adjusted my scorecard a little bit.
Fair enough. You're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
So I have a godson, and he is Pokemon. Like, he lives that life. Like, he buys the cards. You know, Mewtwo with power plus 20. You know, whatever. You know, upgraded, evolved version. You know, he knows all that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and this is definitely for him because there was a bunch of little references to that.
Yeah.
And I just didn't get it all because I just don't live that life again.
I remember Mewtwo from like the Pokemon. Remember the Pokemon movie, the animated one?
Yeah.
They
make him
that.
He was like the Vegeta of the cartoon. Like,
yeah.
He was like, oh man, they got to fight him.
Yeah. He's like the market manager.
Yeah.
The Pokemon.
Oh man. So if you got small children or if you just like Pokemon and that's your thing, you need, definitely need to go see the movie. It's a fun time at the movies. Definitely funny. I would say if you're you're more of a fan of Ryan Reynolds and you're just going to go see this movie for the more risque comedy, I would say this is going to be a big strikeout for you, right?
Not a major strikeout. I mean, it's not going to be not a lot of edgy stuff, yeah. No, but it's some things.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some definitely. Relevant jokes.
Yeah. I say it's like in between somewhere of Deadpool light and romantic comedy, Ryan Reynolds.
Yes. Right.
It's somewhere in between there.
Yeah.
So. Definitely.
It's definitely not Van Wilder.
Yeah. So Justice Smith was great. He was the main protagonist in the movie. Yeah. Ryan Reynolds, of course, was great as the Detective Pikachu. And Rita Ora was in the movie as well. I didn't realize that.
Rita Ora was in the movie?
Yeah, she was.
I don't recall seeing her.
I don't even remember.
Is it Bill Nye?
Let's see here.
He's a big-time English actor. He was in there.
He was.
Yeah. Yep. There's some pretty big names in it.
Yeah. I think Karan Soni, I think he's a big Bollywood star. I think he was the guy's friend.
Yes,
And there was a bunch of, but it was good. It was, well-rounded, fun, family movie.
Absolutely.
With some great comedy and some great effects.
Yeah.
So go bring your kids to go see it. Check it out. It'll be a good time in the movies. And I guess by the end of the movie, you realize that Ryan Reynolds.
Are you going to, don't spoil it.
Well, you know, it's, you know.
Don't spoil the movie.
You know, you might.
You said no spoilers.
I did say that. Yeah.
So don't spoil the movie. Yeah. Listen, you got to check
All right, I won't spoil it.
Just got to spoil them all.
Go see it, and we'll talk about it on the next episode of here at Geek Culture Congress. And, of course, we got Game of Thrones coming up.
Yes.
We got the penultimate episode.
Penultimate episode, I guess. Yeah.
And then we're going to wrap this up with a bow, hopefully.
Oh, man. You know, it's always, Game of Thrones is always crazy. The episode before the last one is where you do the crazy thing.
Yeah.
And they just let you deal with it. You know?
Wow.
So, like, the next episode after this, they'll just be playing cards. People will just be plowing in the fields.
Like, we didn't know how to end this, so here you go.
Drinking wine.
We didn't know how to end this, you know.
We're
going to
end it with a 17-minute episode.
All right. So, this is Tarek Lewis signing off. Tarek, let them know what you got going on, what you got working on.
Working on some films and doing some comedy, some improv stuff. And my name is Tarek on Instagram.
Yeah, hit him up.
Hit me up.
Hit him up for your comedy show.
Yeah.
He is always available.
Yeah, and I'm not family friendly Pokemon. Let y'all know that right now.
It's different. Different vibe, ladies and gentlemen. Tarek Lewis, live, raw, and uncut.
Yeah.
Of course, you can follow Mind Eternal Life as a DJ at DJ Speedy JR. And of course, follow us on Geek Culture Congress, Facebook, Instagram. Give us a like. Give us a 5-star review, either on Facebook or on the iTunes or the Google Play, wherever you're listening to this audio or watching this video. And we'll be back next week, hopefully with Joey Franchise, who is lost in space somewhere.
We don't know where he is.
He's been gone for.
He's been going to work, though.
Yeah, that's all we know. And we'll be back with some Game of Thrones reactions to the penultimate episode and whatever else we want to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Geek Culture Congress signing off. See you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.